You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're back. We're going to continue on with the Sabbath series. So let me ask you a question. A lot of people ask me this. How can we know what day is the biblical Sabbath for real? What day that God rested on when he created the heavens and the earth? How do we know that what we call Saturday is the seventh day of the week all the way back to creation? So first of all, the Bible says the seventh day is the Sabbath. That's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. So it tells us how to get there. If you can count to seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you can get to Saturday, the Sabbath. Second, Jesus knew when the Sabbath was. He was the one that did the creating in it. Read John, the book of John, chapter 1. It tells us that all things were made through him and by him. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Luke 4:16 is one example of that. He created the Sabbath. He certainly knew which day of the week it was. Again, you can ask any Jew. The Jews have been keeping the same Sabbath, Saturday, from sundown Friday night to sundown Saturday night for over 3,000 years. There's a continuous, unbroken chain of succession from Jesus' time till today of the Sabbath. It was never lost or changed. Number 4, we can take a look at the calendar. You go down to Walmart, you buy a calendar. The calendar that they sell down there is called a Gregorian calendar. In 1582, we were on the Julian calendar. And in 1582, it was changed to the Gregorian calendar. Thursday, October 4th, on the Julian calendar, the very next day was Friday, October 15th. So, Thursday, October 4th, Friday, October 15th. Some numbers changed. 11 days were changed, but not the weekly cycle. It was not broken or changed. It didn't affect Saturday Sabbath. And most calendars that you go down to show that Saturday is the seventh day of the week. And also, there are over 105 languages where the name of the day that we call Saturday is actually the Sabbath. For example, Saturday in Spanish is Sabado. And many languages, what their name for Sabbath is what the name is for Saturday. Very clear. You look it up in Webster's Dictionary, Saturday, it says the seventh day of the week. Look up Sunday, it tells you the first day of the week. The World Book Encyclopedia article on the Sabbath says it comes on Saturday, the seventh day of the week. It's so clear. You know, we can go on and on. I'll give you a few more. But there shouldn't be any controversy over what day is the Sabbath. The Sabbath became a sore point of contention between Jesus and the Pharisees, but not over what day it was. They had traditions of men, rules that they added, and that's what the controversy was over. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.